I'm going to read two more poems from that book and then end with some new ones. This is a poem called Hearing. And again, it's a poem about Mexico, sort of, you know, part of the landscape. Back when it took all day to come up from the curving broad ponds on the plains, where the green-winged jasanas ran on the lily pads, easing past tracks at the mouths of gorges, crossing villages silted in hollows in the foothills, each with its lime-washed church by the baked square of red earth and its talkers eating fruit under trees. Turning a corner and catching sight at last of inky forests far above, steep as faces, with the clouds stroking them and the glimmering airy valleys opening out of them, waterfalls still roared from the folds of the mountain, white and thundering, and spray drifted around us, swirling into the broad leaves and the waiting boughs. Once I took a tin cup and climbed the sluiced rocks and mossy branches beside one of the high falls, looking up step by step into the green sky from which rain was falling. When I looked back from a ledge, there were only dripping leaves below me and flowers. Beside me, the hissing cataract plunged into the trees. Holding on, I moved closer, left foot on a rock in the water, right foot on a rock in deeper water. At the edge of the fall, then from under the weight of my right foot, came a voice like a small bell ringing over and over one clear treble syllable. I could feel it move. I could feel it ring in my foot, in my skin, everywhere, in my ears, in my hair. I could feel it in my tongue and in the hand holding the cup. As long as I stood there, it went on without changing. When I moved the cup, still it went on. When I filled the cup in the falling column, still it went on. When I drank, it rang in my eyes through the thunder curtain. When I filled the cup again, when I raised my foot, still it went on. And all the way down from wet rock, green branch, it came with me. Until I stood looking up and we drank the light water, and when we went on, we could still hear the sound as far as the next turn on the way over.